Get refueled at the 2019 Direction for Life Conference, Full of Faith, at Right Direction Church International, November 6th through the 8th. It'll be 3 days of life-changing services with powerful messages from Bishop Herbert Bailey, Dr. Marcia Bailey, Bishop Joseph Walker, Dr. Darius Daniels, and Pastor Keon Henderson. We'll also have musical guests Joy Hill, Todd Galberth, and Gay Arbuckle. On Friday at noon, join us for an empowerment luncheon with motivational speaker and executive advisor Simon T. Bailey, focusing on leadership and making an impact in the workplace. Reignite your faith at the 2019 Direction for Life Conference, Full of Faith, November 6th through the 8th, 12 noon and 7 p.m. nightly at Right Direction Church International, 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia.
You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Come Through Dripping by Pastor Chandler Bailey.
All right, so we're talking about fresh oil today. Fresh oil. Let's go to our foundational scripture, which we mentioned last week, but I'm going to bounce down to verse 18 because it summarizes this concept. Your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. It costs God plenty. This is 1 Peter 1, 14 through 25. I'm starting at 18. God plenty to get you out of that dead and empty-headed life you grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood, his sacrifice blood. You know, he died like an unblemished sacrificial lamb. And this was no afterthought. Even though it has only lately, at the end of the ages, become public knowledge, God always knew. Someone say he always knew. He always knew he was going to do this for you. It's because of this sacrifice Messiah. What I love so much about spiritual truths in God's word is that you can match it with history if you really want to get a full blast of the emotion that's connected with scripture. I know y'all were looking at the video like, what's that about? I know we understand Jesus Christ, but when the Passion of the Christ depicted what Jesus did on the cross for us, everybody in our country, America, was like, oh my gosh, my Savior. Because we realized that the cross was not beautiful. I'm going to say it again. We realized that the blood of Jesus was not as beautiful as we thought it is. As though we're blessed by it, somebody paid a price for it. And that price went through pain, went through shame, and went through a lot of different things on our behalf. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about the anointing today. The same oil that's available to you is the same. It's in the same space. It's not as pretty as we think it is. I know when we anoint you and ministers and elders pray for you, we anoint our hands like I did last night and this morning, and we pray and we lay hands on our children. But that's not how they anointed. That's not how they anointed people historically. They would dump all the oil on the head. And I know we might look like, what's that about? That's actually how they anointed people. Your Moses, your Aaron, all those people, they took the whole oil and dumped it on their head so that everybody can see what's being smudged on their life. My God. So when God says fresh oil, he's saying, I'm going to pour something that's holy on something that's unholy. The Bible reads and it says that Aaron was consecrated on behalf of God's people as an extension of Moses as a Levitical priest because he was not holy for the thing that he was separated to do. Even though he was already doing works, even though he was his adjutant and assistant in ministry, the problem was he was not set apart publicly yet. So God led Moses to dump all the oil in front of people all over Moses. And that's where we get this saying that it runs down from Aaron's beard. So the anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. Everybody say that with me. The anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. So God had to put, Moses had to put Aaron on public display that this is an extension of me that has the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Now, Scripture, Jesus is called the Christ. The Christ in Greek is Christos, meaning the anointed one. So, in effect, the Bible also calls our Savior Jesus the anointed one. We agree to that? Jesus is the anointed one. Therefore, Christ is this Jesus' surname. It's not Jesus' surname, but it's an extension of Jesus, meaning he's the anointed one. Jesus, the anointed one, is referencing his anointing. Now, Messiah in the Greek is Messias. From the Hebrew, it's Messiah, if I said it right. The anointed one. And so they also call Christ's followers Christians. They call Christ's followers the anointed ones, plural, from the extension, my God, of Jesus, the anointed one. Basically, Moses and Aaron's extension is a foreshadow of Christ being the new leader of our life. And now we're the extension. All my Christians, make some noise right now. We're the extension of Jesus Christ as the anointed ones. Now, that's scary because some of you walked in here wondering that some of you walked in here pulling from the anointing on this church, which you should, pulling from the anointing from this leadership, but not releasing the anointing in your home. And that's the problem because you're a Christian. You are now an extension of the anointed ones. I can't imagine if Aaron, after Moses dumped all that oil on his life in public display, I can't imagine if Aaron did not release his anointing. I can't imagine if Aaron kept looking to Moses for everything and Moses is looking at Aaron like, you're an extension of me. You're supposed to be assisting me with the tabernacle. You're supposed to be assisting me with these atonements. You're supposed to be assisting me with these consecrated items. You're supposed to be assisting with me. Why? Because I put fresh oil on your life. So this come through dripping part two, we're going to embark on the concept that not only did Jesus Christ die on the cross and his blood was an atonement for our sins, Jesus also was risen with glory. Someone say glory. And then he ascended in heaven and released a second drip. Someone say second drip. The second drip was the anointing that he had on his life. And he said, disciples, you hung out with me, but now it's time for you to be an extension of me. And the Bible calls us joint heirs with Christ, meaning that people knew who was following Christ by their burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Does your family know you saved? We think rules and laws. I'm talking about power. This is a time right now, like never before in the body of Christ, in society. We need teachers. We need Christians. We need grandparents. We need people who are going to release power in situations. So historically, you knew who was of Christ by their fresh oil. You knew who was of Christ by their drip. They knew that you were a Christian because your lifestyle was the extension of Jesus Christ's lifestyle. They said, you look like you've been with him. The way you act, the way you talk, what you did. Peter was so anointed that he deliberately had to cuss himself out of association. He had so much power. Think about all the things Jesus Christ already declared over his life. Before he even cussed and betrayed Jesus with his words, Jesus already said, upon this rock I shall build my church. Immediately oil started hitting his life. He was called, but he wasn't separated. And so Jesus Christ was already declaring things over Peter the entire time as he walked with him. And so now that he's about to go be an atonement for Peter, Peter has something on him, and other people are like, you smell like him. No, I smell oil. He said, no, I'm not of him. You know what? Beep, 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 mother, beep, beep. They'd be like, oh, never mind. That might just be what we thought. He was so anointed that he had to curse his anointing off of him. My question to you right now is, are you truly anointed? Because God wants to release fresh oil. Someone say, come through dripping, Jesus. Come through dripping, Jesus. The burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. You're supposed to remove some burdens out of your life and your family's life this year. This is not just for those of us who are currently in ministry. So we now know that the fresh oil that God has for us is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. And we now know God has two drips. Someone say two drips. Two drips. And the second drip, as we conclude this Sunday, the second drip is fresh oil. I need somebody who has faith to shout out fresh oil right now. Fresh oil. I want to leave with this power with me. Whatever came from this pulpit during worship, let me bring that into my work week this week. Whatever the word of God is saying to me on Sunday, let me bring that into my entire month. I want fresh oil for my business. I want fresh oil for my family. I want fresh oil for my situation. I want fresh oil for my body. I want fresh oil for my wallet. God, consecrate me for the work that you call my life to do. Now, we now know now that dripping is used to connect lifestyles to something that's fresh, to something that looks good, to something that looks really like, man, your outfit's really good. And we know that drip is about that. But the blood drip is like liquid gold. But what is the second drip? This second drip, this anointed oil, is like liquid heaven. Exodus 29:7 says, you shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. This is the Father speaking to Moses about what he's supposed to do with Joshua. So God's blood speaks in the form of Jesus Christ and atones for our sins, emphasizing our connection to the great I am, therefore executing our new dripping lifestyle as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. However, today, we're not going to talk about just one blood drip. We're going to talk about this liquid heaven. We're going to talk about this fresh oil that God has for us today. And God wants you to have the blood to atone for your sins, but he wants you to have the anointing, not just the atonement. The second A is the anointing to make your children stop fussing. And the second A is the anointing to make things shift in your workplace. And you have the understanding of what this whole meeting is about, even though they didn't share the minutes with you. Even though you don't have an agenda, the Holy Ghost, someone say flow. The Holy Spirit in the fresh oil starts giving you strategy right now. You can get strategy for your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday if you receive this fresh oil that God has for you today. So this ultimate drip is fresh oil. So the first thing I want to emphasize is this fresh oil flows down. Flows down. They emphasize that the oil flowed down slowly, but it was so much on Aaron, they talk about his beard dripping. Now, when we anoint people today, we just look at their forehead looking shiny, like, look at this, oh, that boy's shiny forehead. Yeah, somebody anointed him. But they would tell, they would see that you're anointed by your drip. The Bible talks about Aaron's beard dripping with oil. That means it was smeared over him. Now, what really blesses me is because as much as we glorify the forefathers and the patriarchs and the veterans in the Bible, Moses and God talking together are talking about how Aaron is unholy for the work. So you can be holy and be covered in the blood of Jesus. And you can be holy for heaven, but check this out. But you're not holy for your workplace yet. You've been set apart. You're going to, when you, either you die or you get raptured, you're going to go to heaven. But the reason why you don't have victory on the job you don't like, the reason why you don't have victory in our marriages, we don't have victory with our relationships and our family, because we're not receiving the second A, the anointing. The fresh oil that God gives you to know when to close your mouth and when to open it. So this oil flows down. This oil flows down, 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 down. And this type of oil is a special type of oil. I know you love your grandma's cooking, but she doesn't have the recipe to this oil. Your grandma, there's no family recipe. This oil comes from the high priest, Jesus Christ. This oil comes that is fresh. Jeremiah 8:22 says this. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? The New Living Translation says, there's no medicine in Gilead. There's no physician there. Why is there no healing wounds for my people? Check this out. God is already claiming his people. That means they're gonna be with the Lord. If you know you're gonna be with the Lord one day, make some noise for me real quick. Those people are already gonna be with the Lord, but the problem is they don't have any medicine for their wounds. The problem is they don't have any oil for their lives. Christ came, what? To give life and for you live life abundantly. We're not just going to live in this earth and go to heaven. God says, I have more for you than that. I have fresh oil for you. And in Exodus 33, God tells Moses to get up, lead my people to this fresh oil location. The Bible talks about this fresh oil location being a land filled with milk and honey. Back in the day, or historically in the Bible, the land, everything was geographic. It was about location. So, like, you had to go find the bomb in Gilead. You had to go find a physician this place. You had to go here. You had to go to this town. But because Jesus Christ in Colossians, all things consist by the drip of Jesus. You no longer have to go here and go there and to receive fresh oil. You can receive it right now, today. Stretch your hands up right now and say, I receive everything that my life needs in Jesus' name. I'm going to give you time to receive that. So, historically, if you could not get to there, wherever there was, you could not get what you need. So the oil is like a physician with you at all times that flows from heaven like Aaron's beard. Psalms 133, David writes and talks about this oil. How wonderful, how beautiful in Psalms 133, Message translation. When brothers and sisters get along. Remember last week in part one, we talked about reconciliation. The power of reconciliation. We talked about that the blood of Jesus atones for our sins. So now you can hang out with someone you don't like because they're clean. And we have issues with one another in the body of Christ and in our churches, etc. We have issues that know no man after the flesh, but know them by the, in this realm of the spirit, they're clean. Now, I know they might get on your nerves, but if they say, they clean. There should be a place in your life where you know how to get along with some people, even if they hurt you. Even if they frustrate you, even if they don't work best with your personality trait, because the same blood that covers you, Mrs. and Mr. Perfect, is covering Mr. and Mrs. Imperfect. But I know a God who's more perfect than anybody claims they are. It's a high priest named Jesus Christ. And sometimes we have to allow Jesus' perfectionist and his perfection to atone for other people's imperfections. Someone give God praise right now. You have the grace to love that individual. You have what it takes to love someone, even the, so the Bible says this, the restoration of friendly relationships. The restoration. Remember we talked about it. Reconciliation. The blood reconciles and repents. The restoration of friendly relations. The action of making one's view or belief compatible with another. This is what the blood does. It's like now he's talking about the blood is like this. It's like costly anointing oil flowing down. Head and beard, flowing down head and beard, flowing down Aaron's beard, flowing down the collar of his priestly robe. Someone say flow. It's like the dew on Mount Hermon. He's trying to let you understand that when you really come through dripping for Jesus, your whole body, your whole lifestyle, you can smell it. Everything on you begins to get anointed. The first step is you have to desire to be anointed for what God called your life to do. Flowing down from the slopes of Zion. Yes, that's where God commands the blessing. Keyword, yes, that's where God commands the blessing. He commands the blessing on those who have the fresh oil. Ordains eternal life. So how does hot oil flow? What is the significance of oil? The significance is this. It's usually used, matter of fact, I can say 100%. It's used in the Bible for items that need to be separated. Is used theologically and biblically for items that need to be consecrated, things that need to be set apart, and it flows down from the head. So while the blood is for everyone, the oil is for certain individuals. Everyone gets covered by the blood, but only certain individuals get separated for the anointing. You need to separate yourself from your coworkers with this oil. You need to separate yourself from the drama in your family with this oil. You need to, they might work sales like you, but they can't sell like you because you got the oil. They might be in the same business or they might try to copy your idea, but they can't take the oil. See, you didn't get on your knees like you did. They didn't get on your knees like you did and pray in the Holy Spirit and believe on God and hear God. And they wasn't obedient. They were a copycat. The obedience separates you from copycats. Don't worry about anybody taking your idea, taking the thing that God called your life to do. Someone say, my life is copyrighted by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my God. They can't copy the anointing. I'm telling you right now, some of you right now, as you receive this fresh oil, you're about to be separated. Well, my trade, everyone does it. No. Stop saying that. You're doing it. You're about to shift what everybody else does. You're about to do what everybody else does in a different way. Somebody needs to say hallelujah up in here right now. Hallelujah. The anointing is not for everyone. There's no scriptures that talk about ministers pleading the anointing on people. We plead the blood on everybody. You can plead the blood on your children, but you can't plead the anointing. They got to grow up, become mature, and position their life to be anointed. The anointing is about your posture, your heart, and how you decide to consecrate yourself. That's why certain people, you can't copyright. They labored for that thing. They birthed that thing. Come on, Swatter, make some noise up in here. You know what I'm talking about. Them prayer calls, you were delivered. No, this is intentional. We're not copying. We get together. We love each other. We push past some issues. I have to highlight our women's ministry. Make some noise for Swatter. See, when you get deliberate with your Christianity, you're being the anointed ones. When you start viewing yourself as I'm an extension of the anointed one, now you start doing some things that your life needs to get done versus how you feel. It has nothing to do with how I feel. It has everything to do with what it takes for me to stay anointed, to be anointed, to change lives, to help people. You are the bomb. You are the medicine in your family. You are the pill. They need to prescribe to you. Stop talking, my God, stop gossiping. Call grandma, call auntie, call mama, call you. You are, and some of you already know you're anointed. You get calls all the time. Why do they always call me when they're going through stuff? Why do they always ask me to pray? Why do they always call me out? It's because you're greasy, baby. You smell like deliverance. You're not acting like everybody else. You're not talking like everybody else. You're not hanging out with everybody else. You're separated. Someone say separated. I know you don't like to get pulled on all the time, but you're dripping. And you can't help that everybody needs you and pulls on you and calls you and emails you and summons you. It's not about you. It's about what the extension of the anointed one wants to do with you. Someone say, Most High God. You are serving the Most High God. I know it's hard. Everything's on your shoulders. You're carrying it on your plate. All my men of the house, make some noise right now. You're carrying things, you're handling things, but God said you're anointed for this. Stop looking for a thank you everywhere and start saying hallelujah everywhere. Stop looking for everybody to say thank you. You may not get a thank you. Learn how to say hallelujah by yourself. Hallelujah, I'm able to pay this mortgage. Hallelujah, I'm able to move this and cut this grass and no one cares that I'm tired out here. Hallelujah, I'm able to be at this service and move these chairs and flip these tables. Come on, you got to learn how to give God praise by yourself. You got the oil. You got the oil. You got the oil. You have the oil. You have the oil. You have the oil. You cannot appropriate the anointing on just anyone. You can appropriate the blood because it's paid for already. But the anointing you have to be positioned for. Someone said, I desire fresh oil today. So Aaron was not separated for his work. Leviticus 8 and 12 proves this. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head. This was just some of it. Some of it still dripped down all over him. I can't imagine how much oil Moses had. He just poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. New Living Translation deals with what I want to stay with. Then he poured some of the oil on Aaron's head. The anointing him and making him holy, holy for his work. Wait, making him holy for his work? Shouldn't he already be holy? I mean, after all, plagues come and people got killed and anybody who was disobedient, God back in those days would kill him. So he was that close to Moses, but he was still unholy? Wait, he was with Moses, but he wasn't of Moses yet. He was with Jesus going to heaven, but you may not be of Jesus yet. Dominion over life. I'm here to tell you right now, you need a desire to be holy for what God called you to do. Don't hear me here. Hear me here. I'm consecrated. Understand what holiness means theologically. I'm consecrated and I'm separated to be the best landscaper in town. I'm consecrated and I'm anointed to be the best entrepreneur in the city. I'm separated and I'm anointed to be the best creative, the best songwriter, the best, come on, whatever you do, give God a praise right now. I'm separated and I'm anointed. See, everyone else does what they do, but they're not holy for what they... God has summoned me to do this thing. I have the burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God to do what I do. See, you can't copy my obedience. I did not ask for this oil. It's been poured on me. Just been poured on me. Poured on me. Someone say, pour some of it on me, Lord.
The blood of Jesus is constantly working on your behalf. The ultimate sacrifice by Jesus ensures your salvation. if you accept it. Pastor Chandler Bailey intertwines a pulp culture catchphrase with the blood of Jesus in this practical and timely message. Order this two-part series today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. Ask for Come Through Dripping.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.